The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. Welcome back to another episode of Ball is Life. I'm your host, Ariana Hatfield, and today I'll be joined by special guests, Alea San Juan and Alessandra Solis. These two ladies play basketball here at Dominican University of California, majoring in biology and nursing. They are here with me today to discuss their very own mental health page that they run independently called Not Just a Game, where they go through their schedules as athletes and give some tips on how they rest, recover, and repeat. What made you want to start discussing mental health on your Instagram page?
So for our mental health Instagram page, it started off as a senior passion project where we were just trying to create a safe space for athletes to reach out on their mental health if they felt like they didn't have anybody to reach out to or they didn't think it was really important. And it was really based off our own experiences.
All right. So with that being said, what made you guys want to continue this page?
We got a lot of feedback from our own friends, family, teammates, coaches, saying that it was like a really cool thing that we were doing and it wasn't like normal.
And it's not really something people
have nowadays.
Yeah, or pay attention to or focus on their mental health, because they usually think about the physical aspect of athletes and they don't really think that athletes go through mental struggles.
Have you guys ever experienced any hardships that could be useful in the sense of the way you recovered mentally?
We both had major injuries that took a toll on our mental health. And from that, I learned that you have to push yourself, but also you're not in it alone. And it's good to reach out to people and talk to them about what you're going through, because they might have other insight from a different perspective that you don't, and they're there to motivate you and help you along, and that's one of the most important things that I learned from my experience.
And I don't think people should view injuries as like a disadvantage. I think people should use it as a motivation to push themselves to be better, or just exactly what Alea said. They shouldn't be afraid to talk with other people about their injuries, because they could really help you and it's not something you should go through alone.
So I recently read a study for this very class, and it talked about how some athletes feel like they can't speak up about their injuries because, like you said, they think of it as a weak mindset, or they have outside influences pressuring them to push through. Have you guys ever experienced that feeling with your major injuries?
So with my injury, I felt like I was like two steps back from everyone else. I felt like I was never going to catch up with everyone who were in my grade. And I just felt like I wasn't myself when I got injured.
With my injury, I felt a lot of pressure from like coaches or trainers saying that I could push through it and everything. And once I partially tore my ACL and then I fully tore it. And once I fully tore it, I realized that like I should listen to my body. I know it best.
So me speaking from personal experience, when I got injured in a major way, I felt like I couldn't set foot like back on the court. I was very scared to come back. Did you guys ever experience that with your injuries?
There was a time where in my checkup points at my physical training or physical recovery therapist that I didn't meet like the strength requirements, or I wasn't where I was supposed to be. And I felt like I couldn't get back on the court as soon as I could. And I was scared that when I would be able to, or they would clear me or anything, I was not there or ready. Maybe I was physically, but definitely not mentally when I first went out there.
Yeah, I agree. And something I felt too, I just felt like I was scared to get on the court. I was definitely scared that I was going to get hurt again because I didn't want to go through that process again. But I just had to believe in myself. I had to keep working out, like pushing myself, strengthening my knee, and just know that my body could handle it. But I also have to listen to it. Like, I have to know when I'm tired and I have to rest, and just because I definitely did not listen to it when I got hurt, because I just kept pushing myself. I didn't want my coaches to think I was weak or anything. So you just definitely have to listen to your body more and rest.
So you guys are freshmen. This is your first year at Dominican. You guys just graduated. And your mindset is already kind of block out the noise and exercise your brain, your mental health in order to succeed. Do you feel like there's a chance that that might get a lot harder for you guys as your college career progresses?
Well, obviously we're going to go through some challenges throughout these years, like whatever it is, small or big. And from my experience, from just one time learning a lot from it, I feel like that will help me through anything that I face in the future. So
yeah, and being a freshman, I feel like I have a lot on my shoulders though, because I have to prove myself that I'm worthy to be on that team. But it's not something like I have to do to like tire myself out or like overwork myself, because then it just wouldn't help myself or the team.
So with that being said, you guys talked a little bit about your injuries and how you guys have been able to overcome it this far. Do you think that the journey would have been a lot easier if you had more support from coaches, trainers, staff?
I think if we had more support, I'm not saying that our coaches don't support us, but if they checked up on us more, because right now I feel that we're constantly pushing the athletes, or the coaches are constantly pushing the athletes and preparing us for the league, but it's already tiring us out. And I feel like if he knows, or if we speak up and talk about how we feel, we should take like more rest during practices. But it's like something you shouldn't be afraid to talk to your coaches about, because like we're basically helping them for their jobs. So I feel like, I don't know, it's just something that you have to talk to your coaches about.
Yeah, like our coach, like he definitely checks up on us physically and mentally, asking us how we are. But I feel like, I don't know, personally for myself, that I like lie in that situation, and I just want to let him know that I'm like 100% when sometimes I'm not. And I don't know why that is. And yeah,
I feel like every time he asks me if I'm okay and if like physically and mentally I'm 100%, I feel like I have an obligation to just say, yeah, I'm okay and I'm fine, just because I don't like to show weakness. And it's not something athletes should be afraid to show, but it's just like who we are. Like, we don't want to be held back, or like it's just a fear of if you say that you're tired, the coach is going to stop you and like you'll be behind the other or your teammates. Yeah.
And especially like coming in as freshmen, we don't want to feel like we're behind when we're saying that we're not okay, like, and other people are. So I feel like,
like, again, I feel like that freshmen have something to prove, because I don't know, we're the youngest on the team, so
yeah, like we should already be where all the other people are, the older people. But yeah.
So what you're saying is you pretty much have this pressure on yourself, because even though you are freshmen, you're expected to come in and kind of be at the same pace that we are as vets.
Basically, because like I feel like that's why we were recruited. I feel like we have a job on the team that we have to showcase ourselves, and we all have a part to make the team better, basically.
So, do you guys think that not taking into consideration our own coach, but as a whole, looking at the entire athletic department and from the connections you've made with other student athletes, do you think the coaches now are basically involved? Do you think that they're involved in a good amount, in a positive way? Or do you think there's an area that they can improve on as far as supporting their players and fellow student athletes?
I feel like it's kind of hard because I've never really talked to the other coaches, but from the other athletes and what they're saying, I think that they all have good relationships with their coaches and that they're really easy to talk to. And same with our coach. I feel like he's really easy to talk to, but I still feel like everyone has like an obligation to still say like they're okay.
Yeah, like I know they're all doing their best and they're definitely all looking out for us and have the best interest in us, but it's just the mindset of an athlete. Like they feel like if they express like any weakness or vulnerability to a coach or a trainer, that that's going to be like taking them out of the game, taking them out of what they're doing and how they're like exercising and everything. And
yeah, it's like something you have to do on your own. Like, it's not where you do it with the team or during practice times. Like, during off days, you have to listen to your body, take care of it, rest, stretch, meditate, or do yoga, or anything to, like, help prepare yourself.
So, for you guys, you talked a little bit about meditation and recovery. What does your meditation and recovery schedule look like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, for me, to recover I like to stretch a lot, and like mentally I like to go outside and do stuff in nature, get fresh air, or just listen to music. And something that I find really helpful is that I like to journal, but not like every day, but sometimes I do it like at the end of the week, just like a mind dump of what was going on and how I felt throughout the whole week. And it actually relieves a lot of stuff like off of my shoulders, and then I get to start the next week like fresh and everything. So I feel like that's really helpful for me.
I really like going on walks too, to like just clear my head for anything. Or I really like hanging out with my friends and family, relieve any stress or forget about anything that really took a toll to me that previous week or anything. But I just like talking about it with my friends because I feel like I'm more comfortable, and like, and they won't really understand it, but it's like something I could just speak and then they'll just listen.
So last question for tonight's episode: what is something that people on the outside looking in misunderstand about you both as student athletes?
I would just say that I feel like people think that athletes are just mentally and physically strong all the time, that they don't think that they're going through something. But I feel like a lot of athletes like to hide their problems, and because we don't really like showing like our weaknesses.
Yeah, I feel like even though they're doing like physically well or doing good in the games, like you never know what's going on in a person's mind, and it's just not something people like to talk about. Like everybody likes to focus on their accomplishments and what they're doing, and like in social media, like they focus on people's like highlights and everything, but never like how they're doing or
like what happens when they have a bad game, like what goes through their mind. Because like when I have a bad game, that really takes a toll on myself. It really like affects me, and like I question myself if I'm good enough sometimes, and it really like sometimes I really want to quit, but I just push myself because I know I'll have better days.
All right, so that's it for tonight's episode. Thank you, Alea and Alessandra, for joining me here tonight. For those of you listening, don't forget to follow their mental health Instagram page, notjustagame__, where they give good tips on how to rest, recover, and repeat. And that's all for tonight. Thank you.